Zondervan presents The First Drop of Rain by Leslie Parrott, read by the author.
Part 1, Introduction, Seattle Rain. Here in Seattle, we think a lot about rain. Well, actually, I don't need to think much about rain. I never carry an umbrella, and I rarely pull on a coat. But rain is an ever-present part of the landscape, my reality. It's a steady companion, a gentle mist that follows me day by damp day. Rain, with its dark skies, gray days, and dreariness, is liquid disappointment. Rain is a symbol of ruin, a catalyst for corrosion, a creator of rust. We steel ourselves, stockpiling resources for a rainy day. Discouragement dampens our spirit, and no one likes to hang around a wet blanket. Rain is a pain, a bother. Our children sing, "Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day." Yet, this is not the whole story. In the 45th year of my rain-drenched life, I've come to see rain as a compelling proof of God's gracious, giving nature. An absence of rain turns a place into a desert, a wasteland. If you've ever been parched and felt faint and studied the horizon for the smallest sign of hope, then you know the feeling. You know the feeling of hope at a softly darkening sky, the sharp, sweet scent of wet air, and the transparent but tangible first drop of rain. That first drop of rain begins a transformation from hunger to fruitfulness. Rain streams down from clouds like banners across the landscape of your life. The rain in Seattle is soft today, something between a drizzle and a mist. It's not show-off rain like the magnificent storms from my childhood in Kansas. It's a continuous, slick soundtrack to my life. Most days, it's so familiar that it fades into the background. It's not until I find a still, introspective center that I'm captivated by the rain. My eyes follow drops outside the leaded window, drops that sparkle and shine as they form, fall, slide, and gather in shifting mirrored pools. Each drop holds eternity, from cloud to ground and back, world without end. A professor once told me that nothing can belong to us, even our own experience, unless we understand it. I watch my life with my eyes. I touch it with my fingers. My mind considers and my heart longs. Across the landscape of my interior, truth coalesces and I begin to understand. As I write my stories, I begin to understand. Each drop of rain is ancient and new. If there's magic on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?